Like you said that you have to adjust and think about contemplating, but in your life, in your working time, how can you do that?
Huh?
Like okay, when I'm sitting here, I can do that, like contemplating, thinking, and adjusting the mind. Mm-hmm. But in our working time, mm-hmm. can we still do that?
Well, yeah, in the same way that you bring mindfulness to the to the thing, to the experience that you're having, and actually, I remember somebody asking Ajahn Chah that same question. You know, how do we, you know, it's okay to, you know, you're in formal meditation and you know, we're able to do that. And what about in daily life and contact with the world? And Ajahn Chah says, well, in daily life and contact with the world, do you still breathe? You know, so that you've got the breath, and also that, in the sense that there's this, if you place an importance, in the same way you wouldn't forget to breathe, because it's essential. And when a commitment to truth and to peacefulness and clarity, it has that same, you have that same commitment, then it's natural that you lift that up, you work at that, because it's, you know, a life without contemplation or clarity or stability of heart is like just like stopping breathing. I mean, you just sort of die. So that in the same way you physically die, I mean, just sort of, you know, really spiritually cutting yourself off from the opportunity to be peaceful and establish clarity and well-being. Why would one do that? It has to become, the more clear you come, reflect on that, contemplate, then you just don't want to just relinquish the mind to one's habits and the conditioning of the world around one.
Could you give us some examples, like in this situation right now in Bangkok? Like, there's a lot of news and many things that are giving people kind of a little bit crazy. There are several information that are like kind of divided into different, and when you see the news and you feel sometimes upset, sometimes angry, sometimes
why? Well, that's it. I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, if just by filling the mind with useless information, which is mostly what the news is, then yeah, you experience all sorts of confusion. So why even bother? I mean, it's a conscious choice to go and, yeah, you know, turn the television on, turn your computer on, go and check the, your time, there's just not enough time to waste by doing that. Or the conversations that you engage in. It's like, since I've come here, I arrived on a couple weeks ago, and people keep trying to engage me about the political situation. I'm sort of like, I don't care. You know, not in the sense that I don't think it's serious or that it's not a problem, but I don't care in the sense that I don't want to be getting involved in whatever side people are working themselves up about. Because the problem is much deeper than that. And I think we have to pay attention to the deeper problem. And the deeper problem both on the human condition-wise, and the deeper problem even politically. Because it's so that, that I think that's much more important to sift through the stuff that just agitates the mind, come back to the essentials.